I Love This Town, brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.
Well, that's what we celebrate every Thursday, our small town existence, which we love. And we call it I Love This Town. We've been doing it for 10 years now. Woo! That's a lot of stories. Over 500 stories I have from you in my files. I've been rereading them the last couple of weeks, getting ready for the 10th anniversary. And they touch my heart. They make me laugh. They make me nod in agreement. Yeah. Summarizing life in a small town and all your stories about it was never going to be easy. But that's what I want to celebrate today with a thank you to every storyteller. Now, I'm not going to be able to get all the names in, as my show would still be going on Saturday if I tried that, but thank you. One person that I do want to give a specific thank you to is Sam. You know how I Love This Town got started, right? Sam and I were going to a murder mystery dinner, and I called her with the age-old wardrobe question, babbled for several sentences before I realized I had the wrong number. And the voice on the other end of the phone is how I knew, because she said to me, "Gee, I don't know what you should wear, but where are you going? It sounds like fun." And we wound up talking for, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. Perfect strangers up to that point. I told Sam about it, and she said, "That only happened because you live in a small town." And the show was born. So thank you, Sam. The stories that you've told us over the years, whew. I love this town because we all know, and you tell me, that here misdelivered mail and packages pretty much always find their way home because our postal workers, our delivery drivers, they don't stop working until they find us. We've had dozens of stories about that and about your lost purses and wallets. They came back to you with everything in them. Dozens of stories about that, no two alike. I love that here, as Mayor told us, a school bus will stop for chickens to cross the road, and all your stories that have pointed out traffic also stops for geese and ducks and dogs. Lots of stories about dogs. I mean, Patty and Jenny and Sean and Jack and lots more have written about dogs lost, dogs found, dogs rescued, cats too. A lot of stories about dogs and cats and birds and whales and goats and sea lions and horses and cows. Remember Leilani's runaway calf? The highway patrol car herded back along Highway 1 singing "Get Along Little Doggies" through the bullhorn. In our small communities, you just kind of know your neighbors know you. And it's often in multiple ways, like Carol, with her dance teacher who turned out to also be her hairdresser and live down the street. Small town stories came to us from Mark and Jennifer and Marie and Tony and many others that centered around chainsaws and jumper cables. Yeah, regular gear in a lot of local vehicles. So folks can just jump out and help get that fallen tree out of the road and get that dead battery charged up and get your car or your truck or your boat on its way. I love living in a small town where a cafe, a popular community daily eating place, has fresh flowers on their tables every day, and the gardener who grows them brings them in and trades them for a meal. I love that Mike puts on his safety vest and walks our local highways picking up trash because he knows we're all proud of our cleaner home and he's making life better for all of us. A small town, chances are good the cop pulling up behind you isn't looking to give you a ticket, as Deborah discovered. He's looking to help you fix your load better. Yeah, and don't you just love that our first responders are always ready to smile and wave and say hi? Whether you're new here and writing as Nell did to thank our small community for adopting a misfit, or writing with a years-old memory you've cherished forever, like William and Kevin and Joe and John did. Thank you. Thank you for all the stories, for all the years, and the cards and notes and emails that we've gotten celebrating I Love This Town's 10th anniversary with us. Thank you for those too. You know, we get a lot of what I call thank you stories, people appreciating something the coast has done or been talking about just for being here. I get thank yous for I love this town, for providing the forum for the stories, but I think it's backwards. You shouldn't be thanking me. I should be, and am, thanking you. I love this town.
I love this town, brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.